where they have the Cajun band. That's where life is so grand. If you're there, you'll understand. Hear the weird big fader dough, where you glide across the floor, then eat some hot gumbo and go back and dance some more. Bayou bells, many more than I can tell. Yes, it's over there I fell in love with my Cajun gal. Her mama's all there to see that they well care. If with all you drank you'll share, everything is better there. At the great big fader dough, where you glide across the floor, then eat some hot gumbo and go back and dance some more.
And welcome to another edition of Freetown Radio. My name is Roger Cash. And we just heard the great Jimmy C. Newman. That was Jimmy Newman and his Rhythm Boys, recorded in Crowley in 1953 with Great Big Fido Dough. That was Jimmy on the vocal and guitar. And Berlin LeBlue on the steel guitar, Howard Thibodeau on the bass, Kersey Roy on the drum, and Rufus Thibodeau on the fiddle. That was one of the first things that Jimmy recorded on his own. He started out with Chuck Guillory and his Rhythm Boys as just a teenager playing guitar in that band. And today we're going to do a tribute to the great Jimmy C. Newman, one of our area's greatest artists, great songwriter, great singer. He just passed last Saturday, the age of 86, just shy of his 87th birthday. And he was born in High Point near Mamou on August 29th, 1927. And he started playing for Chuck Guillory's Rhythm Boys. As I just said, he was a teenager at the time. And it was as Guillory's lead vocalist that Newman cut his first sides for Modern Records at the age of 21. And he also played guitar on sides that Guillory recorded for J.D. Miller's feature label out of Crowley, and some sides for George Cowrie's Cowrie label out of Lake Charles. And when Jimmy recorded Cry Cry Darling, he had a regional hit with the song. He put it out on the Cowrie label out of Lake Charles. It became a regional hit, which prompted J.D. Miller to contact the publishing magnate Fred Rose about Jimmy and encouraged Fred Rose to give Jimmy a shot. So Rose had Newman come to Nashville in 1953 to record a session in Rose's garage studio. And that session also involved former Drifting Cowboys from Hank Williams' band, which we'll get into later when I play that track. And those sessions that he did in Nashville, he sold to Randy Wood, who owned the Dot record label. And that's when Wood signed Newman to Dot Records. And the song Cry Cry Darling was re-recorded in Nashville for Dot. And that song got Newman on the Louisiana Hayride. And in 1956, 2 years later, he was invited to join the Grand Ole Opry, which he was with for over 50 years, and he just played his last show about 3 weeks ago, then suddenly got sick and passed last Saturday. So he's one of the longest-running country music stars on the Grand Ole Opry. And over the next several years for Dot Records, he would have several hits, several top 10 hits. And in 1957, he had his biggest hit with a song called "A Fallen Star," which spent 2 weeks on the country charts at number two and entered the top 25 of the national pop charts. Newman would next sign with MGM, and he had several good records there. In 1961, he signed with Decca. And it was there that Newman would start to integrate Cajun music into his sound. And the song "Alligator Man," a great song that he wrote, would become his signature song, perfectly blending Cajun music and country music. And it was then that Jimmy changed his performing name from Jimmy Newman to Jimmy C. Newman, with the C standing for Cajun music. And with that said, we're going to start off our first set. We're going to play the very first song that Jimmy recorded as a lead vocalist for Chuck Guillory and his Rhythm Boys. And this was recorded in New Orleans in 1948 for the Modern label. And it features Chuck Guillory on the fiddle, Jimmy on the vocals and guitar, Julius Lampreys on the steel guitar, Pete Duyon on the bass, and Roy Kersey on the drums, and Herman Durbin on the piano, which also went by the name of Jimmy Durbin. So without further ado, let's hear the first thing that Jimmy recorded with Chuck Guillory and his Rhythm Boys, and a great tune called "Cher Petite."
Bye.
tight, let me stay in your arms. By the moon's silver light, let me share all your charms. Make me happy once more with the one I adore. Hold me close, hold me tight, let me stay in your arms. Child with his toys, let me sing out with joy. Hold me close, hold me tight, let me stay in your
I pray to the good Lord above to bring back to me the Madam Queen I really love. Every hour through the day since you've been away, I've been wondering if you are still wondering too.
Wondering. What a great, great old song. And that was Jimmy C. Newman, recorded in Crowley in 1951 for the Feature label. And that song, Wondering, would become Webb Pierce's first big hit. And, but there we're hearing Jimmy. If you're just tuning in right now, today is going to be all Jimmy Newman. We're doing a tribute to the great man who passed last weekend. And one of our area's absolutely greatest musical resources. And we were quite fortunate. Joel Savoy put on the Honky Tonk Merry-Go-Round about a year ago that featured Jimmy. And we had a great band behind him and a couple of sold-out shows here in Lafayette and also one in Lake Charles. And I'm so glad that we got to do a tribute to this great man. And that's what we're doing today on the show. And before Wondering, we heard a song that Jimmy wrote called Let Me Stay in Your Arms. And that was billed as Jimmy Newman and His Rhythm Boys. That was recorded in Crowley in 1950 for the Feature label. And that featured Jimmy on the vocals and guitar, Berlin LeBlue on the steel guitar, Howard Thibodeau on the bass, Curzy Roy on the drums, and Rufus Thibodeau on the fiddle, a man that would stay with Jimmy for many years, a great fiddle player. And before Let Me Stay in Your Arms, we heard one of Jimmy's earliest recordings with Jimmy Durbin and the Country Boys with Drunkard's Waltz. And that was Jimmy Newman on the lead vocals there, Red Farbacker on the steel guitar, Curzy Roy on the bass. Curzy Roy on the drums, Howard Thibodeau on the bass, Shelton Manuel and Chuck Guillory on the fiddles. And we opened up that set with Chuck Guillory and His Rhythm Boys, the first thing that Jimmy Newman recorded as a lead vocalist. In New Orleans in 1948, we heard Cher Petite. So continuing along in the Jimmy Newman story, we're going to take this next set. Here's another great song that Jimmy wrote. It's called What Will I Do If I Can't Have You? And this was recorded in Crowley in 1952. And towards the end of the set, we're going to hear the very first versions of two of Jimmy's biggest hits with Cry, Cry, Darling and You Didn't Have to Go, two great songs that he would later record in Nashville and they would become big hits. So without further ado, we're going to start off this next set with What Will I Do If I Can't Have You on our tribute to Jimmy C. Newman here on KRVS.
Thank you.
help me forget things that make me feel blue. Avec un art à ton côté, il semblait si heureux et si content. Tendu mon cœur braillé pour toi, les larmes est venue des dans mes yeux. Parce qu'on est comment j'ai fait un grand erreur. Sortir, et le soleil va briller, oui, encore. Personne d'autre peut prendre la place, mais dans mon cœur tu vas rester. Moi je regrette que mon j'ai fait un gros erreur. Et j'en veux à toi, mon je connais pas quoi mon je va faire.
les étoiles dans le ciel, soleil si brillant, ça connaît comment je me sens. Si j'aurais une seule chance de gagner encore, j'aurais tout le pays pour moi. Tous les semaines, tous les mois, dans l'année, mon chuteur. Des personnes pour m'aimer dans tout pays, mon je connais pas quoi mon je va faire. What I'll do if you leave me with the blues. Die, die, darling. That's what I'll do if with you I should lose.
We're celebrating the music of the great Jimmy Newman. And we just heard his first big regional hit. Towards the end of the show, we're going to hear the Nashville recording of Cry, Cry, Darling, a song that Jimmy wrote. Became a huge hit, but that was the first recording he made of it in 1953 for the Cowrie label out of Lake Charles. And that would get him a deal with Dot Records in Nashville. In the second half of our show, we're going to hear the Nashville recordings. And we're just covering all of Jimmy's early stuff on this show. We're going to probably do it part two, because he had quite a long career. So before Cry, Cry, Darling, we heard I Don't Know What I'm Going to Do, which was in French, and that's probably Je ne sais pas si je vais faire. Pardon me for that one. And before that, another one sang in French that we know as Une Grosse Erreur. And they called it on the label I Made a Big Mistake. It was also recorded in Crowley in 1953. And we opened up that set with What Will I Do If I Can't Have You, another great tune written by Jimmy. And that was recorded in Crowley in 1952 for the feature label. So we're a little past the halfway mark here on our little tribute to Jimmy C. Newman, one of our area's, Acadiana's greatest musical resources, who just passed last week. What a great man, what a great artist. And if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Freetown Radio, and my name is Roger Cash. And you know that Freetown Radio comes to you as a public service from the University of Louisiana at Lafayette. And we broadcast on KRVS-FM. That's 88.7 on your dial. And today we're broadcasting the show from the beautiful Cypress Lake Studios right here on campus. And we still have a lot of music to get to in our Jimmy C. Newman tribute. And all the stuff that we're hearing today is actually before Jimmy changed his performing name to Jimmy C. Newman. The C standed for Cajun. All you people want to know. But he was born Jimmy Eve Newman, Jimmy Y. Newman, a long time ago. And we're celebrating his music today. So we heard on the last set, we heard his first big hit with Cry Cry Darling. At that same session, he recorded this next song, one of my all-time favorite Jimmy Newman songs called You Didn't Have to Go. And here we go.
You didn't have to go. Now you're far away. I don't know what I'll do. It won't be very long. There'll come a day I know you'll see that you were wrong. All you didn't have to go. Say goodbye. You left our love behind. You left me here to cry. I guess you didn't know where this would lead me to. There'll never be a day of sunshine without you. I'll do.
It won't be very long. There'll come a day I know you'll see that you were wrong. All you didn't have to go.
Smart, I broke your heart, blue darling, and lost the only love in life worthwhile. So please, please forgive me. I'm sorry for the wrong that I've done. My heart would cry if ever I should lose you. Blue darling, you're the only, only one.
forgive me. I'm sorry for the wrong that I've done. My heart would cry if ever I should lose you. Blue darling, you're the only, only one.
Thought I'd never fall in love again. You're listening to Freetown Radio's tribute to the late, great Jimmy Newman. And what a great song. I thought I'd never fall in love again. And if you notice the change in the sound from the first half of the show, this is all the stuff that was first recorded in Nashville in the mid-50s. That one was recorded in Nashville in August of 1955. With Chet Atkins on the guitar. That was an alternate take of I Thought I'd Never Fall in Love Again, and that featured Tommy Jackson and Rufus Thibodeau on the fiddles and Robert Foster on the steel guitar. Before that, we heard amazing vocal performance from Jimmy with Blue Darlin', also recorded in 1955 in February in Nashville. With the same band, except Robert Tirio on the steel guitar. And no Tommy Jackson on that, just Rufus Thibodeau on the fiddle. Before that, another big hit for Jimmy that he also wrote called Daydreaming. And that was recorded in January of 1955, which featured Tommy Jackson on the fiddle. No Rufus Thibodeau on that one. That's the only cut we're going to hear today without Rufus on it. And we start off that set with You Didn't Have to Go, one of Jimmy's great tunes that we're going to hear later in the show, the definitive version. That was the first version of it, recorded in 1953 for the Cowrie label out of Lake Charles. And this is a part of, right now we're listening to the part of Jimmy's career where he goes to Nashville and becomes a star. So, for our last set, what we're going to do is we're going to take four of his biggest hits that we've heard the original versions of earlier in the show, and we're going to hear the definitive Nashville versions The first two we're going to hear is Let Me Stay in Your Arms and What Will I Do, both recorded in 1955 for the Dot label. And then the last two, Cry, Cry, Darling, his great, great hit from September of 1953. And that's going to feature former Drifting Cowboys Don Helms on the steel guitar and Jerry Rivers on the fiddle with Chet Atkins. And we're going to end our show with You Didn't Have to Go with that same lineup. And that was the lineup that would really make Jimmy stand out to the country music crowd. And those were the recordings that launched his national career. So without further ado, let's first hear Let Me Stay in Your Arms.
Hold me close, hold me tight, let me stay in your arms. By the moon's every light, let me share all your charms. Make me happy once more with the one I adore. Hold me close, hold me tight, let me stay in your arms. Hold me close, hold me tight, let me stay in your arms. 'Cause I'm out of this world when I'm with you. Like a child with his toys, let me sing out with joy. Hold me close, hold me tight, let me stay in your arms. If I ever have to leave you for a day or a year, I will always be true. You won't ever have to fear. Like the stars in the sky, I'll be true till I die. Hold me close, hold me tight, let me stay in your arms. Let me stay, let me stay. Reminds me, my darling, of you. If this is the end, and you aren't just a friend, to find you're not mine, and that our love is through, what will I do if I can't have you? Should lose. For me, there'd be no moonlight if ever we should part. Cry, cry, darling. That's what I do, 'cause you're the one in my heart. Should go. Cry, cry, darling. When shadows creep, I just weep all night, I know. You know how much I'd miss you if ever we should part. Cry, cry, darling. That's all I do, 'cause you're the one in my heart. You didn't have to go. And now you're far away. I don't know what I'll do. It won't be very long. There'll come a day, I know. You'll see that you were wrong, 'cause you didn't have to go. What made you change your mind? Why did you say goodbye? You left our love behind. You left me here to cry. I guess you didn't know where this would lead us to. There'll never be a day of sunshine without you.
Unfortunately, folks, we do have to go. I want to thank everybody for listening to my little tribute to Jimmy Newman.
You didn't have to go.
One of our greatest resources here in Acadiana. What a great artist. What a great man. Spoke to many musicians this week who played with Jimmy, and they all said the same thing, that he was just the absolute best to work for. And I hope you enjoyed his early music. We went all the way up to 1955, starting from 1948. And we're going to do another Jimmy C. Newman tribute coming up maybe in a few weeks, where we'll continue on with the story. Thank you so much for listening to Freetown Radio. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Friday. Rest in peace, Jimmy.
KRVS 88.7 FM, Lafayette.